everybody. What's going on? How's everybody doing today? You dig? As y'all see by the title of this podcast, we are talking about boxing. What an insane, legendary fight week filled with UFC fights. And boxing, the biggest boxing fight of the last 5-10 years. You feel me? Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford. It was a movie just like I expected. You know what I'm saying? Just like how I expected. And we got a lot of people saying that Errol Spence was looking slow. He was looking like his defense wasn't really too tight. And I'm going to have to agree with all of that. Because what I expected from Errol Spence was a lot quicker feet, more motion. And I expected Crawford to get bodied a little bit more. But Terrence Crawford is a strong-ass dude, as y'all saw in that fight, if you watched it. Errol Spence, he won the first round. He was looking pretty good until the second round, where he got dropped by Terrence Crawford's speed and power. I mean, and that wasn't the only time he got dropped in the fight. He got dropped multiple times after. And he ended up losing in round 9. TKO fashion, Crawford solidifies his rank as pound for pound the best fighter in boxing. 40-0. The dude went crazy. I mean, I thought Errol Spence was going to win, but he made Errol Spence look like he was a regular average boxer. And Errol Spence going into this fight was the second pound on the pound for pound list. So it's incredible to see how good Terrence Crawford really is. And he has a lot of people trying to fight him right now. We're going to start talking about Gervonta Davis and what he said in the interview. So at 147, Gervonta Davis said he's willing to go to 147 and fight Terrence Crawford. And Gervonta Davis, he's another undefeated fighter, just like Errol Spence was. But Gervonta Davis, he fights at 130. Actually, 135. Correct me on that one. 135. So he would have to go 12 pounds in weight. And my concern with a fighter going up 12 pounds in weight, it could make them a little bit slower. And they're used to being at a certain weight already fighting. So it could possibly throw off their rhythm a bit. You know what I'm saying? But Gervonta Davis, he's like that. He just boxed Ryan Garcia last, and then he put him out TKO fashion. So Gervonta Davis, he would be a great matchup for Terrence Crawford. Gervonta Davis said, if I tap that chin, he's going to sleep. He ain't got no chance. I got round 6. So Gervonta Davis, wow, what an arrogant statement to say. He basically said that he's going to knock out Terrence Crawford in round 6. And Davis versus almost any other fighter, I'd probably say it's true. But Terrence Crawford, man, I mean, he seems like he's like a different level. He showed me that in the Errol Spence fight. He's like on a different level. But Davis in his own right is on a different level. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the truth. And that's just the truth, man. I mean, Errol Spence, he's the big fish. But the big fish got caught. The big fish got caught by Bud Crawford. You know, people were saying there's going to be smoking on Bud. That's what Spence said. He's going to be smoking on Bud. But it wasn't true. It just wasn't true. But I did like seeing the fight. It showed me a lot about boxing. And I think it goes to show that you really got to play defense. Like, boxing is not all about punching. It's not all about stepping on folks and all that, you know. It's more about, you know, the rhythm, timing, patience, and precise shots, and, you know, reading your opponent. And that's just what Crawford did. He showed some great patience, I felt like, and he delivered amazing counterpunches. That's what he really excelled at, amazing counterpunches, and he aimed to the face a hell of a lot. Because if you looked at Errol Spence Jr.'s face after the fight, it was pretty mush up. It was pretty mush up for true. Like, It was bloody. It was battered. You know what I'm saying? People saying that he should retire. Stephen A. Smith, popular ESPN analyst. A lot of you guys might know him. He said that Errol Spence should probably retire after this. And I told, and my response to that, or when I first heard about it, was like, yes, he should retire if he has some type of neurological disorder or brain and functionality. If his brain is not the same, I think, yes, he should stop boxing, because health is wealth. You always gotta take care of your health before anything. You can't get that fucked up. Always gotta take care of your health before anything. So I agree with Stephen A. Smith on that, if he's not the same, okay? But if he comes back and he comes harder, stronger, and he feels better and he's the same, let him fight. He's a grown man. He needs to go out there and revenge himself, in my personal opinion. But Errol Spence has been through a lot. He's been through multiple car accidents. One car accident almost took his life. Whole teeth got shattered. His face was messed up. It looked like an almost impossible crash to survive, but he survived. So he's been through a lot already. So, I mean, if he were to retire, I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't call him soft, because you got to take care of your health. You don't want to be having dementia and Alzheimer's and or go, you know, mess up your body long term. But Errol Spence Jr.'s response, he basically said, I was brought up old. Okay, he's talking. See, he's from Dallas, Texas, you know, and he talks a little bit different than most people. So this is what he said on his Instagram story after the fight, okay? I was brought up an old law where men don't make excuses. If I had one, I wouldn't give it to you. And he put laughing emojis with a big fish, big shark laughing on his Instagram. So it looks like he's taking it the right way, I would say. He's kind of like not making any excuses, and he's just rolling with it, man. I mean, it's boxing. You gotta come back stronger. And on another note, as far as boxing news, we got Shakur Stevenson possibly fighting Lomachenko. I think Shakur Stevenson will win that fight. He seems like he's a young, good fighter on the rise. But Lomachenko, he's an old veteran, and he gave Devin Haney some trouble. So I wouldn't be surprised if Stevenson lost that either. But I think Shakur, he's young and upcoming, and he's never lost either, so I think he should win that. And in Errol Spence, also, he confirms his move up to the 154-pounds division. And I recommend that for him, because his weight drain in this last fight versus Crawford, you could tell he was affected, you know. He was affected. And he would be more comfortable fighting at 154. So that's a good decision for him. And he does have a rematch in his contract to fight Crawford again. So he could, you know, redeem that. And he can go ahead and fight Crawford for the second time. But I will say this. He needs to come back. He needs to try a whole different game plan. And focus more on timing and defense. Moving away from punches. You can't stand right in front of Terrence Crawford, because he'll pick you apart. You have to do a lot more movement. Not just head movement, but like feet, like lateral quickness movement. Like you gotta choose where you're gonna strike. You can't just run up on Terrence Crawford, because he's a bad man. Okay, so on another note with boxing, we got Haney and Pragragish agreed to fight October 28th. Haney just moved up to 140. He's undisputed at 135. I kind of want to see him fight Tank Davis at 135, but I mean 135. But I will say this, like, Haney, he's undefeated as well, so he's definitely one of those guys to beat. But I think he will get the next fight versus Pragragish. Don't really know too much about Pragragish, but Haney, he's proven to pick guys apart with his jab. And also, this Saturday, Nate Diaz, Jake Paul. We're going to do a podcast on that soon. I'm going to let you guys know what else goes down, and I'm out.